Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many, but they are listener funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week, we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. And this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 16. The godly may trip seven times, but they'll get up again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked. The big question is not whether we experience failure, but what we do when it happens. The writer is clear that the person who knows God has resilience. We may get knocked down many times, but each time we're able to bounce back because we know that God is the one who inspires and strengthens us. The writer says that we may trip seven times, but almost certainly he's using the number to represent an unlimited number of times. Nelson Mandela said, "Do not judge me by my successes. Judge me by how many times I fell down and got back up again." The reason that a godly person is resilient is because their confidence is in God rather than their circumstances. This is most powerfully described by Habakkuk, who declared, "Even though the fig trees have no blossoms, and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crop fails, and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields, and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation." To declare praise to God when everything has gone wrong shows real faith. On many occasions, I've accompanied friends as they've lost members of their family, and frequently they've chosen for the funeral the song, "Blessed Be Your Name." This beautiful song includes the words, "You give and take away, you give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name." It's tough to sing those words, and they're often sung with tears, but they show that our confidence is based on our great and loving God and not on our circumstances, which, in a broken and sinful world, are often desperately painful and disappointing. So let me ask you a couple of questions. How resilient are you? And how could you grow that resilience? Now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you're always worthy of our praise, whatever the circumstances. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Marcus Jones, Chief Digital Officer at Premier, which produces this podcast and many others. Like you, I love listening to these amazing podcasts. I also love hearing about the people who are impacted by them, like Sheila from Cheshire. Sheila's parents were both sick and she was going through a difficult time taking care of them. But she started listening to Premier's podcasts and God spoke to her through them with just the right thing she needed to hear at just the right moment. She felt reassured that God had it in hand and that her parents would be safe. It's incredible to know how important these podcasts are to so many. But they are listener-funded, which means we need your support to keep them going for people like Sheila. This week, we come to the end of our financial year with our funding need yet to be met. Would you consider a donation today to help us reach more people like Sheila with hope and encouragement through our podcasts? Give your gift today at premier.plus/donate. That's premier.plus/donate. Thank you.